Please be seated. It says, after the narrative of the Passion, a brief homily should take place, if appropriate. It's appropriate. How are you? Blessed. There you go. I heard a good. Anyway, we are most blessed as we focus on the Passion of Jesus. And so, if we're to have a brief homily, as it suggests, I just want us to focus on two things. The first thing we've talked about a lot, you know, especially during the season of Lent, and I try to keep us focused on it, and every time I do a parish mission and I give my Passion talk, which we'll do here Wednesday, I tell them, this is what you need to do. To keep in context this whole next week, two words. And the two words that you and I should think about this whole week as we enter into Holy Week, anybody know? For me. What are the two words? For me. It's too easy to let the Passion we just read or different things become a play, something we do. It's too easy as we enter into the Holy Week and we start the Triduum and we go to Holy Thursday and Good Friday and the Vigil. Let it be some ritual, you know, that we, okay, it's the longest ritual of the year and here we go and we enter into it. It means nothing, though, if it's just a ritual. It just doesn't mean squat. It has to be personal. That everything Jesus Christ did, he did because he loved you and to prove to you that he loves you. And so as you enter into this, you got to be thinking, you did this for me. You did this for me. You did this for me. And then it'll become real. This will become an intimate relationship and not just some ritual we do every year, and it's a good thing good people do. So the first thing I want us to focus on as we get ready for this week is for me. Everything Jesus did for us. But then I want you to listen to the opening line, the opening prayer today. And this just takes us to the second part. It says, Almighty and ever-living God, who as an example of humility for the human race to follow, caused our Savior to take flesh and submit to the cross. So the church says to God that you made Christ do this as an example to us about humility. And so the whole reason Christ does this is to set us free from our sins, but also to give us an example of humility. Not that we can just sit there and say, oh, thank you, Lord, I'm glad you did that for me. But to now sit there and say, now this is what I need to do for you. I need to give my life in service. You know, again, the second reading is perfect for this. It says, though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave. That's humility. So what does that mean? That you and I need to take the form of a slave. That's the example of humility he gives us. So we just can't look at this Holy Week and go, oh, thank you, Lord, for doing that for me. It's thank you, Lord, for doing that for me, so I may learn to do that for you and other people. As I've heard 1,000 times, I've preached 1,000 times, Christianity is the forgetfulness of self, never the focus on self. So when we get this reality, he did what he did for me. Now I need to give away my life for others. So you and I are called to be slaves, this week especially, but every day. What he did for me, I need to do for others. That's his example. So all slavery begins where? In your family, right? You become a slave to everybody else in your family. That's where it becomes. They become more important than you. Your spouse becomes more important than you. Their needs become more important than yours. You exist to serve them. Your children, that already is a given. You exist to serve them. But your parents, you exist to serve them. To become a slave for Jesus this week. So the focus, again, do something unselfish every day this week. I talk about it a lot, but I want you to focus on it this week, and I want you to focus on your family, to do an unselfish act for each member of your family. So if there's one, you get away with one. If there's 10 members of your family, you got to do it for 10 people. You're the slave. Now, if there's 10 of you listening, then you're all going to be doing that to each other. Won't that be exciting? That you all do a slave thing for someone else, and you have to do it for each other. Learn listen to what Jesus Christ teaches us. Don't just sit here and be excited it's Holy Week. Become a slave to others the way Christ commands you. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? You better. It's Holy Week. May it you know his love today and forever. Amen.